Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Ayin Vav, three lines on the top of Daf Ayin Vav and Alv, and let's just review the last case of a Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that if Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time that he gave her the get, he said, that this should be a get, if you are Mishamish my father for 2 years, or or that you nurse my child for 2 years, then Mesaben, if his child or his father dies within those 2 years, the father said, that I don't want him to be and the father's reason for not wanting her to serve him was not based on Akpada, and certainly if it was based on Akpada, in a get, it would not be a valid get. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that since it wasn't her fault, then it would be a valid get, as Klalam Rav Shimon Gamliel called a kavash in Himena Harez a get. Our Gemara begins with the same case as Tanur Rabbanan Harez a Gitech Hamanashe Tishamshis Abishte Shalim. If Reuven said to Rachel, this should be a get, on condition that you serve my father for 2 years, or Valmanashe Tinikas Benishte Shalim, or you nursed my child for 2 years, even if Rachel is not mekayim the tnai at all, the get would be valid. As since Rameya holds that every tnai has to be k'tnai b'digar b'diruvain, and you have to have a tnai kafel, therefore, since in this case you didn't mention a tnai kafel, so the din is that the tnai is batal v'hamaisir kayim, as since the whole concept of tnaiim is a chiddush ha'tayra, so therefore, when a person makes a tnai that doesn't fit into the gedarim of the tnai, then we say that the tanai is considered batal and the maisa will be kayim. And the brisa continues with chumrim, and the chum say that the tanai is a valid tanai, as they are cholik on Ramea, and they hold that you do not need a tanai kayim, and therefore niskayim a tanai I raise a get. If Rachel is mekayim the tanai, then it will be valid get. Vimlav, if she doesn't keep the tanai, ain't a get, it would not be a valid get. And the brisa brings a third shita, which is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Rav Shimon Gamliel ima ilucha tanai b'ksuvim she'ina kafel. We don't find a tanai in the Torah that's not kafel. And the Gemara says, ikid amil Ramea kamale, vikid amil Rabbanu kamale. That some say that he's saying this to Rameya and he's arguing on Rameya, and some say he's saying this to Rabbanon and he's arguing on Rabbanon and he agrees with Rameya. And the Gemara continues and explains, Ikeda Amri, some explain that Rameya Kamalei, that Rav Shimon Gamliel was speaking to Rameya and was arguing on Rameya, and Bahakika Amalei, and this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying to Rameya, Ein lecha tnai b'ksuvim she'ena kafel, v'havlu shnei k'suvim b'abon k'echod, v'chol shnei k'suvim b'abon k'echod im lamdin, that how can you say that we learn tnai kafel from the psukim of tnai b'nei gar b'nei Reuven, if l'maisa we have other psukim in the Torah, where we also see that the Torah requires a tnai kafel, and once we have multiple psukim in the Torah that teach us the same din, then there's a cloud that kol shnei k'suvim b'abon k'echod im lamdin. Aside for the tnai kafel that we find by tnai b'nei gar b'nei Reuven, Rashi brings three other examples. First one was by Avram Eliezer Eved Avram, that the pasuk says, "Oz tenakim elasi," that you should go to my family and you should find a kala for my son Yitzchak. And if you can't find a proper wife for Yitzchak over there, then you'll be cleansed from the olah. And the second one is in Bamidbar, in Parakei, which is in Pashas Nasa, which discusses the Pashas Saita in Shachav and Lay Shachav. And the third is in Naftari of Yechazon Yishayo, where in pasuk Yutesh it says, "Teivu shmatem tova or techelu," and then the pasuk says the opposite, "Bim temanu meisem," etc. And the Gemara continues, "Ikedami and other say Rabbanu Kamalu." The Rav Shimon Gamliel was speaking to Rabbanan, "V'hachi Kamalu," and this is what he's saying to Rabbanan: that how can you tell me that you don't need tnai kafel, but in chotai b'ksuvim she'ina kafel, we find so many times in the Torah we require tnai kafel, and therefore the gaminim now we should learn from those psukim. And Rashi points out, "V'yish l'men the kulu tzricha k'dematinsin lo b'kedushin," and even though we have multiple psukim and generally we have a klal of kol shnei k'suvim avon ke'echod ein melamdin, however there's a tzricha for all of them, and therefore over here we would be able to learn the din of tnai kafel, and that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to Rameya. The Gemara continues, "V'raminu alayesu astira," both to Rameya and the Chachamim, as Rameya in the previous brisa stated that the tnai is batal and therefore the ma'aseh will be kayim, and Chacham stated that you actually have to be mekayim the tnai because we don't need a tnai kafel. And the Gemara brings a brisa which says just the opposite: "Harei zekitech hamanashet shamshis abba shtei shanim, or hamanashet tinikas b'di shtei shanim, mesa abba mesa ben." If the father or the child died, ain't a get; it's not a proper get because you're not mekayim the tnai. The Rameya and lechayr over here, there's no tnai kafel, and lechayr it didn't should be like Rameya stated in the first brisa: "The afal pishalinis kai matnai harei zeget." And the brisa continues with chamrim, and the chum state afal pishalinis kai matnai, that even though you're not mekayim the tnai harei zeget, it would be a valid get. And the Chacham explained, that she could tell him, "That's not my fault, I can't be Mekayim the Tnai, as if you would give me your father, then I would be Meshamishim, and if you bring your child to me, I would nurse him, and therefore it's not my fault, I can't do the Tnai, and therefore the get is valid." And l'chayr it is against the Chacham that we said beforehand, that stayed in the sky Matnai, I raise a get, v'imlav inner get. And the Gemara says, "Kasha Rameya Rameya, Kasha Rabbana Rabbana," as we explained. And the Gemara answers, "Rameya Rameya le Kasha," it's not to you between Rameya, it's Hosam, but the first braisa is specifically talking about a case where there wasn't a tnai kafel, and therefore the tnai was bottled and the maisa was kayim, hachubu to kafel and tnai. Over here in this braisa, we're talking about a case where we actually did have a tnai kafel, and that's why according to Rameo, Rachel has to be mekayim and tnai, and if she's not mekayim and tnai, it's not going to be a valid get, even though it's not by any fault of her own, and even though it was mesa av and mesa ben. And Rabbon ad Rabbon lekasha, and snasti ad Rabbonon, man chacham de hacha, Rab Shimon Gamlili, in the second braisa, when we had the sheet of the chacham that said that it would be a valid get, because she could claim that it wasn't my fault, that I couldn't be mekayim and tnai, that is going according to the sheet of Rab Shimon Gamlili that we saw in the Mishnah, the Omar stated, kol kavish, any mena, raise a get, any time that the ikov of being able to be mekayim and tnai is not based on her fault, and either Reuven's child or his father died, or his father said that I don't want her to be mishamish me, and it was not based on any fault of Rachel, then the get would be valid. And the first price that stated get is going according to Chum in our Mishnah, and it's clear that the first price is not going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because we saw the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel right after the Chum stated that Shita. And the Gemara continues to talk about it. We learned the price, that if Reuven was about to give a get to his wife Rachel, and prior to giving the get to her, he said in front of two Edim that this should be your get on condition that you mishamish my father for 2 years, and he doesn't deliver the get to her yet. And as Rashi says, the Masulah, if he would have delivered the get to her at that point, Igashla by Tanai, then this Tanai would be the only Tanai that is valid, and this would be a get based on that Tanai alone. Vesulay Matzla Snui Tanachina, and certainly he would not be able to add another Tanai. However, the Brisa continues, because of Omra, and then Reuven, prior to giving the get to her, said to her, Bifnei Shnaim, in front of two people once again, Hareza Gitacham Nasha Sitli Masayim Zuz, that this should be a get if you give me $200. At this point, he delivers the get to Rachel. Loibitel divrei acharon eser rishon. We do not say that they're competing tnayim, and therefore the second tnay is mevatel the first tnay. And as Rashi points out, shalei bazel lohosif. Certainly, Reuven is not trying to add on to the original tnay. Midloi omala shesitni masayim zuz toisus al tnay rishon. Since he didn't specify that I want you to give me $200 in addition to my original tnay, v'la'akonami loibar. And Reuven was also not trying to be oikah the original tnay. Midloi bitel divrei rishon b'fnei elu. Since he didn't specifically cancel out the original tnay, al hachi kamalah. It must be that Reuven was telling her as follows: Oy tnai rishon, either you should be mekayim my first tnai and you should serve my father for 2 years, oy mesayim zuz, and if you don't want to serve my father, then you could give me $200 and it would be a valid get. And therefore, Gemara says, Ratzon misham shosay, ratzon nesenus lemesayim zuz. At this point, it would be the choice of Rachel, and either she could go and be mishamish's father for 2 years, or she could pay Reuven $200 and then her get would be valid. And the Gemara continues: Avol amalom b'fnei shnayim. However, if Reuven says in front of two edim, hareze gitech amanasha sitli mesayim zuz, that this should be a get if you give me $200 and he didn't deliver the get to Rachel yet, because of Amalah, and prior to delivering the get, he said to her, Bifnei Shtayim, once again in front of two Edim, Harezi Gitecham Nasha Sitli Gimel Mei Zuz, that this should be your get if you give me 300 Zuz. So over here it's Vade and Akira, and since in both time he's talking about money, therefore he must mean that I don't want you to give me $200, I want you to specifically give me $300. Bito Divre Achron Eser Rishon, therefore his second thai is Mevatel, the first thai, and if Rachel gives Reuven $300, it would be a valid get, and if she doesn't give him $300, it would not be a valid get. And Bryce ends off, Ein Echem and Rishonim, Ve'echem and Achronim, Mitzarfim, that he can't have one of the first set of Edim be Mitzarf with one of the second set of Edim to be able to say how God is Edis in this case. And in regard to this last clause, the Gemara asks, Ahai, what is this going back on? Ilei Masefa, if it's going back on the Sefa, where Reuven originally said that you have to give me $200, and then he changed and said you have to give me $300, certainly in that case, one of the first Edim and one of the second Edim cannot be Mitzarf. As a rebuttal, the first Tnai was Batal, and therefore the Edim in the first Tnai is not relevant at all. Ela Resha, it must be going back on the Resha, where originally Reuven said that I want you to mishamish my father for 2 years, and then he said, or you could give me $200. And the Brisa teaches us that one of the first set of Edim and one of the second set of Edim cannot be Mitzarev in order to testify about this time. And the Gemara asks Pshita, of course that would be Pashut, because they're both testifying about different Edis. The first one's testifying that the husband made a Tnai that Rachel has to be mishamish my father for 2 years, and the second aid says that Reuven made a Tnai that Rachel has to give me $200. And the Gemara answers, Marotema kol kiyuma tnayim mitzarfin kamash blon. One may have thought that if you have one of the first Edim and one of the second set of Edim that come to Bezdin and just say that we are testifying that Reuven made a Tnai, so we would say at this point we know that there was a Tnai in your get, and there is just a question what that Tnai was, but maybe at that point we would say that Rachel has to be Mekayim one of these Tnayim, kamash blon, that since they're testifying about two different Tnayim, therefore they can't be mitzarf. And as Rashi says, Marotema hol Mekayim gita b'chad mehani Tnai, and we continue with the new Mishnah. If Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel and says this should be a get, if I don't come back from now until 30 days, and he told his wife, I was traveling from Yehuda to Golol, so Gil and Tiferes, if he reaches a place called Antiferous, and as Rashi points out, the Gemara's Havmin will be that Antiferous is at the border city of Golol, and it's part of Golol, the Chaza, and then he returns back to Rachel, and he arrives within 30 days, Batal Tanai, so therefore he wasn't Mekayim to Tanai, and therefore the get would be Batal. And we will explain this point in the Mishnah in a moment, but let's just see the next two cases, because they're exactly the same cases, but they're talking about different areas. So the Mishnah continues with the second case, if Reuven says to Rachel that here's your get, it should be a valid get if I don't come back from now until 30 days, and he says, I'm traveling now from Golol to Yehuda, and then he reached a place called Kfar Snoi. Once again, Rashi points out that the Havmin of the Gemara will be that Kfar Snoi is a border town, but it's part of Yehuda. Since Reuven reached Yehuda and he reached Kfar Snoi, and then he immediately returned to Rachel, so therefore he wasn't away for 30 days, and therefore the get would not be valid. And the third case of the Mishnah is, if Reuven once again said, this should be a get if I don't come from now until 30 days, and Reuven was traveling to Medinas Yom, and he actually got to Akoi, and right now the Havmin Gemara is that Akoi is Chutz Laretz, the Chaza, and then he returned, and he did not stay for 30 days, but then the Tanai would once again be Batal, and the get would not be valid. In order to understand all these three cases, at least according to the Havmin Gemara, let's see Rashi, Dibel Masal, Tanai Batal, Klema, Veshuv Eni Koshel Garish Boy, you can't use this get any longer, Vafilu Chaza V'Holchel Golol, and even if afterwards Reuven now traveled to Golol, B'Nishtar Shloshim Yoyim, and he stayed there for 30 days, and again, it would not be a valid get, as the Kasalka Daitach Antiferes Betchilas Goli, at this point the Gemara felt that Antiferes is at the beginning of Golol, and it's part of Golol, and Varei Mitznai Rishon Holchel Golol, V'Nishtar Shloshim Yoyim, Ubitel Get, Shrei Ba, L'maisa, Reuven went to Golol already, and he didn't stay for 30 days, and therefore he's been Batal to Get because he came back, and Rashi is in, that's only because he already got to Golol, Avon Lo Yekil Antiferes. However, if Reuven left and he never got to Antiferes and he never actually got to Golol, the Chazan, then he returned, and then at a later point he made another trip and he went to Golol in the Shtar Shleshim Yoyim and he stayed there for 30 days. Harezu Megureshes, in this case it would be a valid get. She's Mana Shleshim Lenikma El Mashiach Golol, and Lemaisa, the 30 day clock doesn't start until he reaches Golol. And Lemaisa, he never went to Golol until this point and he never stayed there. However, at the first time that Reuven goes to Golol, that's when the clock starts, and once he stays there for 30 days, then the get would be a valid get. And the same explanation would explain the second and third case of the Mishnah, and the Chayrit Tzarech Bia, why the Mishnah had to bring three cases, and usually the Gemara would ask, Vitzricha, possibly the Mishnah is trying to teach us the borders of Golol and Yehuda and the borders of Eretz Yisrael by teaching us the Dinim, B'negei Antiferes, B'negei Kfar Snoi, and B'negei Akoi. And the Mishnah continues with the fourth case, Harezi Gitech, if Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel, he says, this should be a get, calls Man She'ever Mekenega Panayach, as long as I don't see you for 30 days, if Reuven leaves and he comes back, and he leaves and he comes back, so since he wasn't misach with her within that 30 days, so there was a key matnai, and the get would be chal, and the Gemara will of course is that l'chayr his time was that any time that I don't see you for 30 days, and where did he mention anything about yichud, and we will discuss this when we learn the Gemara. And the Gemara begins, that according to the way we just explained the Mishnah, it comes out that Antiferes was actually a border town, and actually was considered part of Golol, but l'chayr that can't be true, and the Gemara's question really is not only Antiferes, it's also going to be on the place called Kfar Snoi, as how can you say that Kfar Snoi is considered part of Yehuda, as it's a border town of Yehuda, if that's also not true, as we'll see in the same Brisa, as Rimini, Antiferes be Yehuda, Antiferes is part of Yehuda, the Kfar Snoi is Begol, and Kfar Snoi is in Golol, and they were two border towns, one was called Antiferes, and that was certainly in Yehuda, one was called Kfar Snoi, and that was certainly part of Golol, and then there was a road that led between them, and Ben Tayim, the road that was between them, Matil Isa Chumra, there's a suffix if it's part of Golol or part of Yehuda, and we have to always go L'chumra, and the din would be that Megureshes V'ein Megureshes, and L'maisa we will explain what the Brisa means in a moment, but the point is that the Brisa clearly says that Antiferes is part of Yehuda, and Kfar Snoi is part of Golol, and not the way we learned our Mishnah. And Rashi explains that this Brisa is actually talking about a case where Reuven says to Rachel, and he was going from Yehuda to Golol, and he actually reached a place called Antiferes, which at this point we see that Antiferes is part of Yehuda, so since he didn't actually get to Golol yet, therefore his clock did not start, and even if Yehuda returns back home within 30 days, then it's not mevatel the original Tanai, because that katal ozel Golol, since he never reached Golol yet, and therefore the clock didn't start, and Rashi says, however, at this point, if he would actually go to Golol, and he would stay in Golol for 30 days, days, then the clock started, and therefore the get would be valid. And that's why Reuven specified, I'm going from Yehuda to Gol, to in order to tell her that the only time that the clock would start, and I would start counting 30 days, is only from the time that I actually reach Gol. And the same would be true in the opposite case. However, Rashi continues, being time, if you reach the place which was between Kfar Snoi and Atifras, Reuven returned from that spot within 30 days, and then afterwards he went back, and he reached Gol itself, and then he stayed for 30 days, then we have a suffix, as if this area between the areas of Atifras and Kfar Snoi is actually part of Gol, then he actually reached Gol, and therefore, since he actually returned within 30 days, so then it was Mevatel the get, and the get will no longer be valid, even though at some later point, he actually made it to Krasnoi, and he was in a place which was Vade Gol, and he stayed for 30 days, and only then returned to his wife, as on the side that this no man's land was considered part of Gol, therefore he already went to Gol, and his clock started, and he returned home, and therefore the get was Batel, but on the side that this middle area, and this no man's land was not considered part of Gol, then his clock didn't start until he actually went to Krasnoi, and he actually started his clock, and at that point, the get would be valid, and therefore there's a suffix if she'd be Mugreshis or not, and therefore Vade bin Agia Chumris of Eishes Ish, we would have to consider an Eishes Ish, and certainly if her husband would die without having any children, then she would have to have Chalitza, and of course that's a Chumra if she's not Megureshes. There's also a Chumra on the Tzad that she is divorced, as Rashi says, since the Tzad that this Gerushin was a valid Gerushin, therefore she would no longer be able to marry a Kayin. And we continue on Daf Ayin Vavon Beis, and Amar Abaye explains, that really on Mishnah the case was, we were Reuven used the Lashon HaRei Zegitechum Loibasim Mekala Shalishim Yoyim, and he was going from Yehuda to Gol, he actually set two separate conditions with his wife Rachel. And the first condition was, first of all, if I go to Gol, then immediately the get should be chal, even if I come back immediately. And the second thai is that if I go traveling and I stay away for 30 days, and I don't come back, then the get should be valid as well. Therefore, certainly if Reuven goes to Gol, then the get would be valid immediately. And if he stays in Yehuda and he travels for 30 days and then comes back, the get would also be valid. However, Hegil and Tifris, if he goes to Antifris, which is still considered part of Yehuda, the chazan, he returns back within 30 days, and he didn't get to Gol, and therefore he didn't meet the first condition, and he also didn't meet the second condition, and he didn't stay in Yehuda and stay away from Rachel for 30 days, therefore the tzai is batel, and the get would be batel. And Rashi is bothered, why do we say that the get is batel, if maybe at a later point, Reuven will go and travel once again, and he'll stay away for 30 days while in Yehuda, or maybe at some point he'll go to Gol and come back right away, but the maisa, the get should be chal. And Rashi says, that Reuven's night was based on his first time that he went traveling, and once he leaves his home and he's not mekayim that original tanai, then the get is no longer going to be valid. And Rashi explains that even though it's not mashma like this from a Mishnah, but Zok Rashi v'hachem mashma mashnisen, that this is the mashmais of a Mishnah according to Abaya, harei zegitechem loibasi mekan bat shleish miyoyim miyoyim she'itim mekan, that if I don't come back within 30 days from when I leave here, even if I don't go to Gol, v'yoholich mihudul Gol, and he was traveling from Yehuda l'Gol, v'tola get gam b'biyas l'Gol, and he also was told to get that if he reaches Gol, and even if he doesn't stay there for 30 days, it would also be considered a valid get. And of course, this pshat of Abaye would be used in the second case of the Mishnah as well, and if he was going to Yehuda, and he said, harei zegitechem loibasi mekan bat shleish miyoyim v'yoholich b'Gol Yehuda, v'yigil l'kvasnoi v'chazo batel tnoi, for the same reason, because it's considered as if he made two tnoim and two conditions. And number one, if I start traveling and I stay even in the Gol region for 30 days and then I come back, then the get should be chal. And number two, if I reach Yehuda, then the get should be chal immediately. Since he only went to Kfar Snoi, which is still in Gol, and he never got to Yehuda, and he came back within 30 days, therefore the get is not going to be valid because he wasn't Mekayim either side of the Tnai. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third case of the Mishnah, and the Gemara will go through this basic same shakal of attire that we just did. Ultimately, the Gemara will explain the third case of the Mishnah exactly the way Abaye explained the first two cases of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah stated, harei zegitechem loibasi mekanan shleishim yoyim v'yoholichu medinas yam v'gil akoy v'chazo batel tnai. And right now the Gemara's havmin is that akoy is part of medinas yam. And the Gemara asks, l'meimra, are you telling me the akoy medinas yam kaim, or the akoy is part of medinas yam? V'om Rav Safra, but Rav Safra stated, kam mifti rabbanim adadi, when the rabbanim would take leave from each other. And Rashi explains that the Bnei Bavel used to come to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and when they would go back after some time, then the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael would go and escort them out of Eretz Yisrael, and they would only go until the point it was still considered Bade Eretz Yisrael, and Ba'akoy have a miftari, and they would take leave from them in the city of Akoy, Mishum de Asalatis Ma'aretz L'chutz L'aretz, and it would be also for people that lived in Eretz Yisrael Yisrael to travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Aretz. However, the people, as Rashi says, She'asal b'nei Eretz Yisrael, lotzis l'chutz l'aretz. However, these Talmid Chum were going back home, therefore the Issa didn't apply to them. And clearly we see that Akka is part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, once again, the Gemara has the same question, that how can our Mishnah state that when Reuven said, I'm going to Midas Yom, and if I stay there for 30 days, then the get should be chal, and then he goes to Akka and he comes back, then the get would be batal. But since Akka is part of Eretz Yisrael, therefore he never actually got to Chutz L'aretz, and therefore the clock never started, and if at some point Reuven goes back and travels to Midas Yom, and he stays for 30 days, the get should be chal. And once again, Amar Abaye, Abaye explains that, of course, Akka is part of Eretz Yisrael, and Trey Tanai Kabbalah, that really Reuven made two conditions with her. Number one, if I reach Midas Yom, then right away and immediately the get should be chal, and if I stay and I'm traveling for 30 days, and even if I stay within Eretz Yisrael, I never get to Midas Yom, then the get should also be chal. And once again, we have to add in that Reuven meant to say that this is only going to be relevant on my first trip out of my home and the first time that I'm going and traveling. And that's why the Mishnah teaches us, Hegiya L'Akkoi, if Reuven goes on a trip and he gets to Akkoi, which is still part of Eretz Yisrael, the Chaza, and he returns back immediately and he doesn't stay for 30 days, and in this case, he wasn't Mekayim either one of these conditions, the Lelum Medina Siyam Mata, and he didn't reach Medina Siyam, and therefore the get was a Chal immediately, and on his first trip, he didn't travel for a full 30 days, so Batal Tanai, therefore the Tanai is Batal, and this get would not be valid. And it's interesting to note that the Tosafot says, if Reuven would take the get back from Rachel, and he would give it to her a second time, but he could still be Megarish to her, and he can make a new Tanai, the Kaimalan, get Shabitlo, Chazim Megarish boy, because we hold that even though this get was originally Batal, he can still use it a second time to divorce his wife. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the fourth case of our Mishnah, HaRezikite calls Mancha Evim, Kanega Panaya, Shleshim Yoim, that if Reuven says to Rachel, this should be your get, as long as I don't come and see your face for 30 days. So if Reuven continues coming back and forth between his wife's house and his home, and he does so for all these days, since he was not in Siachim with her for those 30 days, it's considered Kiyam HaTanai, and the get would be Chal. And the Gemara is that how can you say it's considered Kiyam HaTanai if the Tanai was they won't see her face, and Lemaisa he saw her every single day? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, my Panayach, when he said I won't see your face, it didn't mean her actual face, it meant Tashra Mita, that my Karele Panayach. And the reason why Reuven used the Lashon of Panayach is Lishlam Al Yanakad, he used a Lashon which was a nicer Lashon, and he didn't want to say that we won't have Tashra Mita. Rabbi Echlin says, Lo Ilam Panayach Mamish, really he meant to say that I don't want to see your face, but Mik Tani HaRezu Megreshes, the Mishnah did not state that she's actually Megreshes, and it's a Kiyam HaTanai, HaRezu Gek Tani, the Mishnah stated that even though he came back and forth for 30 days, and he never had a time frame where he didn't see her for 30 days, get is still valuable, the Lo Yavi Get Yoshin, and we don't consider it a Get Yoshin, even though he came and he saw her within 30 days. It's even though we know that if someone writes a Get, and then afterwards he's Nisachi with his wife, that would be considered a Get Yoshin, and the Get would not be viable any longer. However, even though Reuven actually saw his wife multiple times since he actually wrote the Get, you may think that that is also considered a Get Yoshin, Kamash Mon, that the only way that something is a Get Yoshin is only when you had actual Yichud, and if at some later point Reuven actually stays away from his wife for a full 30 days, then Havigito, then the get would actually be Chal, as he was Mekayim as Tanai. And the Gemara continues, Tanin Kavasa Rabbi Echon, we have a Braisa, which shows that the Mishnah meant, like Rabbi Echon stated, as the Braisa stated, HaRezikita calls Mancha Evig, Mekanega Panayach, Shleshim Yoim, if Reuven says to his wife Rachel, this is your get, as long as I don't see your face for 30 days, but and the Braisa continues and says that you may have thought that it would be considered Get Yoshin, and therefore the get cannot be Chal, and it's no longer a viable get, but this is not considered a Get Yoshin. He was not Nisachri with her, and he never had Yichud, and therefore it does not fit into the category of a Get Yoshin. And some actually add into this Braisa of Loitinasi La'acha Ashiyavru La'Majayim. However, she cannot go and get married to anyone else till the point that Reuven actually travels and goes away for 30 days and doesn't see Rachel, and therefore there's a Kiyam HaTanai at that point, and at that point the get would be Chal. And the Gemara asks, why are you not Cheshish for a Get Yoshin? Maybe during the periods of time that Reuven kept coming back to Rachel, maybe they were mafayis each other, and maybe they were misachi together, and therefore would be a get yoshin, as Rashi points out that shema pais kshayba etzla pais ktotish beneim v'nisachi ma ulaachis man osi bal ma'arev va'omer piasti, and then maybe at some point the husband will come back and say that we were misachi, and therefore the get is no longer valid. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Rav Huna hachi amar b'mori mishpedu Rav, the Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, said that this is what my father of Huna said in the name of Rav, but oimin amanusat like loy mishlei bosi, that the point that Reuven gave the get to his wife, he said, you will be Neman to say that I never came and we were never Zachid. And since he gave her that power, therefore Reuven can no longer come at some point and say that we were misached, and therefore it was a get yashin. And the Gemara continues with a second version as to when Rav Baruch Huna said this idea in the name of Avmar Mishmei Rav, as Ikad Masalam Asisin, some learned this memra on a Mishnah that we will have in a moment, as the second case of the next Mishnah will be that Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and he said, that this get should be chal from now if I don't come within the next 12 months, and then Reuven died within 12 months, the get would valid, and it is in regard to the Mishnah that we'll have in a moment that the Gemara is v'leich Hashem and pious, or as some agrees v'leich Hashem and bar, that let's be chayish, that maybe Reuven came within the last 12 months and no one knew about it, and maybe if prior to dying the husband would have come and said that I actually came within the last 12 months, that he should be Neman and the get should be Batal. And the Gemara says, the Rabbi of Huna said that my father of Huna said the name of Rav, but that Reuven said at the time that he gave the get that you'll be Neman to say that I never came, and therefore the get would be Chal. And the Gemara explains, the one that learned the question on a Mishnah certainly will have the same question on the Braisa, as if the Gemara asked to renegade the Mishnah, where we never saw that Reuven actually came back, and still the Gemara would ask that L'chira, maybe we should be Choshish, that Reuven came back at some point, then certainly in the case where we see that Reuven is coming to his wife's house multiple times, that certainly we should be Choshish, that maybe at some point they were Nisachet together, and we didn't know about it, and therefore certainly in both cases, by the Mishnah and the Braisa, we have to say that when Reuven gave the get to Rachel, specifically said that I'm giving up the right to actually come and Taina that we were Nisachet, or that I came within the last 12 months, and I'm trusting you, and if you say that I never came, or that we never Nisachet, then the get should be Chal. The Gemara continues, however, however, the one that learned the question regarding the Braisa, so it's only been the gate of Braisa, where Reuven kept coming to Rachel's house, so over there we're going to be Choshish, then maybe they were Nisachet, and therefore potentially Reuven can have a Taina that we're Nisachet, if not for the fact that Reuven said, I'm trusting my wife, that she could say that we're never Nisachet. However, the gate of Mishnah, where Reuven never showed up, and no one ever saw him in town, so over there, certainly, even if Reuven would come and say that you should know I once came, and therefore to get his bottle, we would not believe Reuven, and even if he doesn't say that I'm believing my wife, we would not be Choshish Shem Abba. And as Rashi says, our Masis in the Mespetechid Beis Chodesh Vloim Inu Shabba Be'er Mishiyotza Loichashin and Shem Pais Vafil Loihimna Lameikara Havigeta Haloi Asa. And let's continue with the new Mishnah. Harezi Kitechim Loibosi Mikan Bad Yud Beis Chodesh Umes Petechid Beis Chodesh Ene Get. The first in the Mishnah teaches us that there's a problem of Get La'achemisa when Reuven gave a get his wife Rachel, and at the time they gave it a get, he said that this should be a get if I don't come back within the next 12 months, and Reuven died within the next 12 months, then it's not considered a get. Even though we have machlekes between the Chacham and Rebbe, if someone says Almanas, if it's even Ma'achshav Dami or not, however, certainly, if Reuven said Imloi Basi, that certainly means that the get will only be Chal once I don't come for 12 months, and at the point of 12 months, Reuven was already dead, and therefore in Get La'achemisa, and that's why it's not a viable get. However, the Mishnah continues, HaRezi Gitech Ma'achshav, if Reuven specifies that this get should be Chal right now, and just as a Tnai, Imloi Basi, Mekad Bad Yud Beis Chodesh, Umes B'tech Yud Beis Chodesh, and Reuven dies within 12 months, HaRezi Get, this get would be viable, because the get was Chal at the point that Reuven was alive, and it's not a get La'achemisa. The Mishnah continues, if Reuven tells Edim, Imloi Basi, Mekad Bad Yud Beis Chodesh, if I don't come back within the next 12 months, Kisvu Tru Get L'ishti, then at that point you should write and you should give a get to my wife, Kasvu Get B'tech Yud Beis Chodesh, if the Edim go and write the get within 12 months, V'nasal Achir Beis Chodesh, even if they give the get after 12 months, ain't a get, it's not a valid get, as Reuven specified that I want the get to be written only after 12 months. Although everyone agrees in this case, however, it is machlekes in the next case of Kasvu with Tru Get L'ishti and Leibasi Mekan Vadud Beis Chodesh, that Reuven said to Edim that I want you to write and give a get to my wife if I don't come within the next 12 months. So certainly he meant I want to give the get to my wife after 12 months. So the Shaila is, since he said the Lashon Kasvu prior to saying him Leibasi Mekan Vadud Beis Chodesh, so maybe Kasvu Techid Beis Chodesh, even if Reuven would write the get within 12 months, V'nasal Achid Beis Chodesh, maybe it would be a get. However, the Tanakh says, ain't a get. In this case also, Reuven meant that I only want to get to be written, and I only want it to be given after 12 months. However, Rabbi Yossi argued in Tanakhama and says, because Zeget, in this case, it would be a valid get. Mishnah continues, however, Kasvul Achid Beis Chodesh, if the Edom write the get after 12 months, V'nasal Achid Beis Chodesh, and they also gave the get after 12 months, Umes, and then we find out that the husband died, so Ima Get Kaidel Misa, if the get was given prior to Misa, Harez a get, it is a valid get. The Misa Kodmel Get, however, if Reuven died before the get, ain't a get, it's not a valid get, because it would be a get la'achamisa, v'mein yadua, and if we're not sure which one happened first, zui shamru megreshes and megreshes, this is a case where it's a suffix if she's megreshes or not, and of course, since Reuven died, therefore she's no longer an eshes ish, but the question is, would she be cha chayiv in yibum or chalitza. And the Gemara begins, Tana, we learned in the Braisa that even though in the ratio of the Mishnah we stated that if Reuven said, Arezi gitichem leibasi b'kav had yud beis chodesh, you mess b'tech yud beis chodesh, and again, as we consider that, a get la'achemisa, however, in the Braisa we learned, Rabbi Seinu Terul and Asay, Arabeim would matter her to get married, and they considered a valid get, and we saw this Gemara, and daf ayin beis and beis as well, and the Gemara now is, Man Rabbi Seinu, who are Arabeim, Am Rabbi Huda Mishmul, Rabbi Huda said the name Mishmul, Beidinu, the Shara Mishcha, this is referring to the bezin that was matter oil of a goy to be used. Rashi says, Shimna Shalaj Chavim, behind Rabbi Huda Nasiya, Shari Bimeam Roy and Ben Benesh Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and this is referring to Rabbi Huda Nasiya, and as the Gemara states, Savil Karabesi, because they held like the Shita Rabesi, the Am is Manish Ashtar Machiachalav, that even though he didn't say the Lashem Achshav, since there was this man that was written in the get, therefore we consider as if he said that this get should be chal from the date of the get, as long as I don't come back within the next 12 months, and therefore it's not considered a get la'achamisa. And the Gemara continues, Am Rab Abba, Braid Rab Chir Ba'Abba, Am Rab Yechron, Rabbi Huda Nasiya, Benesha, Begumlil, Ba Rabbi Huda, that Rabbi Huda Nasiya, who was the son of Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who is of course Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he says that's mutter in our case. He holds like Rabbi Yasi, that's banish Hashtam Mechiyachalav, and the Gemara has two Lashonis, V'lehoidle Kosiatai, however his entire entourage that was in the base medrash that day would not agree to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. However, V'amri Lon, we have a second version, V'lehoidle Kosiatai, that his entire lifetime no one was moited to him, and it's not only referring to those Talmid Chachamim that were in the base medrash. And the Gemara continues that we just said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya stated that even in the first case in the Mishnah, where Reuven did not say the Lashem Me'achshav, it's still considered like he said Me'achshav because Man Shel Shtar Mechiyachalav. And therefore, since Reuven L'maisa did not come back for 12 months because he died, so the din was that the get would be valid. And the Gemara states, Amalei Rabbi Elazar Hu Saba, so Rabbi Elazar said to this older person, and some say that every time that the Gemara says the Lashon Hu Saba is referring to Eliyahu Navi, he asked that now that Reuven died, and let's say for example he died after 6 months, Kishirisu L'Altashirisu, once we said it's a valid get, and therefore Rachel is mutter to go and get married, did we say that Rachel could get married immediately upon the death of Reuven, because certainly he will not be able to come, and therefore there's a kiyum atnai, and the get is chal immediately, or what do we say? You still have to wait the full 12 months, and only at that point would Rachel be able to get married. And the Gemara explains, do we say that she could get married immediately, because l'maisa we know that Reuven will not come because he's dead, or do we say that we only will matter Rachel to get married after 12 months, as only at that point is considered kiyum atnai, because Reuven's original tie was that this get should be chal only once I don't come for a full 12 months. The Gemara continues, V'tibayle masisin, why is it that Rabbi Elazar only asked Lahu Saba, but negated the din of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that even in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said Imlay Basi, based on the din of Rabbi Yasi, that Zmanah Shashtar Mechiyachalav, we consider as if Reuven said Me'achshav, and therefore we asked this question, L'chari, we could have asked the L'divrei HaKol, and we could have asked it based on the second case of the Mishnah, where Reuven actually said Me'achshav Imlay Basi, and we said that once Reuven dies, it's considered a valid get, and the same question would apply. And as the Gemara now explains, that the second case of the Mishnah was where Reuven said, Me'achshav Imlay Basi, Mikan Vad Yud Beis Chodesh, or Mes Petech Yud Beis Chodesh, Harei Zeh Get. And the question would be, La'ata Havei D'Holoi Asi, would we say that since Reuven can surely not come within the next 12 months, because L'maisa he died, and therefore, as Rashi said beforehand, V'yesh Kan Kiyam Tnai, it's considered as if there's a Kiyam Tnai, and Rachel should be able to get married immediately. Or Dilma, what do we say, La'achi Yud Beis Chodesh, that the only time that Rachel get married is only after 12 months, as at that point it was a Kiyam Tnai, because Reuven's original Tnai was that the get should be chal if I don't come back within 12 months. And the Gemara answers, Ina Chanami, that really Rabbi Elazar's question, Lahu Saba, could have been on our Mishnah directly, and it didn't have to specifically be on Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, or Mishun, the Hava Bahu Maisa, and the story was that this older person was in the base medrash when Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said his halacha, and that's where Rabbi Elazar asked this question to Lahu Saba regarding the din of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Ina Chanami, this question could have been the same question on the second case of our Mishnah as well, and it could have been asked to Divrei HaKol, and Rashi points out, that this older person was in this minyan and was in this group of people that actually was matter this case, and therefore Rabbi Elazar thought that this older person would actually know the teretz and would actually understand when they would actually matter this woman. And as Rashi continues, if Rabbi Elazar would have just asked a general question, or he would have asked it from another person, he would have asked it on our Mishnah. And based on the fact that Rashi says that this older person was Bahu Minyana, the Shiryusa, and also Rashi says that he would have asked it from Gavra Chrina, it's clear that in our story, Rashi learns that the word Ha'u Saba is not referring to Eliyahu Navi, and it's referring to a standard Zokin that was in that time, and we will stop over here.